So here we are again as we approach June, and yes, literally hours away from the match. Yes, I'm not counting Villarreal's penalty win over that other side in Manchester. Of course, there's only one particular side that we're looking for as they go up against Chelsea. But apropos of that, and of course, health and fitness and so on, we're delighted to welcome to the programme once again, Dennis the Chemist. How are you, Dennis?
Mighty fine, thank you. Like everybody else on this island of 65 million people, we're all battling through.
So I take it, Dennis, you're not going to be taking a line a bit like Dominic Cummings and actually sort of suddenly actually going all over the place, basically saying, "Oh, it's all our fault. We're dreadful. The Prime Minister's not fit for office."
Nothing to do with that. Where we are dreadful, which you've allowed me to lead in to the morning's topic, is we're eating too much food and we're having too much sugar. I know you know all this, but we keep talking about it, and I'm going to be leading into this company who've been amazing for my career, the company called PharmaNord, the Danish company who are based in Newcastle, the English arm, and they make well over 30 different health products that I met 30 years ago, started selling them, helping people to maintain good health. And they've sent me all over the world, Boston, Germany, Italy, London, Los Angeles, Belgium, Sweden, Prague, New York, Lapland. I've been all over the world because of PharmaNord and their wonderful products. And today, again, I'm going to be homing in because it's going to save lives. It's going to save people's vision, people's kidneys, people's legs. But what am I talking about? I'm talking about diabetes. And diabetes, just all the papers since we last spoke, I've got them in front of me. The headlines in all different newspapers. For example, this one in the Daily Mail, Wednesday, May the 26th, 2021. Diabetes cases have doubled in 15 years. 5 million Britons now have diabetes. The obesity crisis is blamed for the rise. We're eating too much food, the wrong food, too much sugar. How many times can we say it? We don't get enough exercise. I know we've had 1.5 years of COVID-19 on top of our ordinary problems, but we really must, for the future generation as well, the children, the teenagers who are growing up with us, and they're heading for terrible problems because of our diet and because of the amount of sugar. All the programs on television, there's so many programs on food, how to make food, how to make cakes. And all you hear them saying is put so many ounces of sugar, so many ounces of sugar, so many ounces of sugar. So in this headline in the Daily Mail, Wednesday, May the 26th, where it says diabetes cases double, it says the ticking health time bomb facing so many. And it's Dr. Michael Mosley can help you fight back and reverse type 2 diabetes. So I'm just going to read some of the headlines just to labor the point before we discuss products. Here's another headline. This one says, youngsters eat most sugar in meals at home. Children consume more sugar from meals at home than at school or in snacks, a study suggests. Scientists say parents should reconsider what they serve for breakfast and dinner to protect their children's health. They recommend scrapping a daily pudding, replacing fizzy drinks with water and looking for hidden sugars in sources. And you can see it's on the label of every source. Nutritionalists at the University of Birmingham analysed the diets of 800 pupils aged 11 to 15 from 12 schools in the West Midlands. They found the median daily intake of free sugar, which is any sugar added to a food or drink, or found naturally in honey, syrup, fruit juice. It was 57 grams a day. This is 14 teaspoonfuls of sugar a day. If you offered your child with a teaspoon, pouring it from a bag of sugar, here, open your mouth, have this spoon of sugar. No, I don't really want that sugar like that. Well, have another spoon, have 11 spoons, 13 spoons, 14 spoons of sugar. But there was more than double outside the school. The amount of sugar in the home, this free sugar from cakes and chocolates and sweets and biscuits, as a lot of cereals are absolutely full of sugar. We're feeding our children sugar. It's better to have the old-fashioned porridge, or buy a packet of oats and make porridge. So that was one. Here's another cutting. This says, child obesity cases treated in hospital is soaring. The number of obese babies and toddlers treated in NHS hospitals has more than doubled in 2 years. Doctors say obesity was a contributory factor in 1,087 patients aged four and under in a hospital, over 1,000. Conditions included diabetes, asthma, sleep apnea, where you can't breathe properly in the night, stomach reflux, and too much acid coming up because these little kids are overweight and they're scoffing, it says, fatty food. The next one, this was in the Express, May the 22nd. The world's poor, the poor people of the world, they bear the brunt of diabetes. The number of diabetes sufferers has quadrupled in 40 years. I can't believe the number I'm reading. To 500 million globally. The number of diabetics has quadrupled to 500 million. I mean, there's only 8 billion on the planet. And only one in 10 get the care needed. Once commonest in affluent countries, diabetes is now most likely to affect America, the Americas, South and East Asia, and Africa. Study lead author Dr. David Flood of Michigan University in the US said 80% of people with it live in these low and middle income countries. And this condition, this is diabetes, can lead to strokes, kidney failure, and blindness. You see, when you get too much sugar, it combines with different parts of the body. So your retina, which is the screen of the eye, gets damaged, and that can lead to blindness. And your kidneys are your filters. You've got two filters, the left kidney and the right kidney, and they filter your blood. You've got 8 pints of blood. Think of a bottle of milk, a pint. Well, you've got 8 pints of blood in your body, and it gets filtered by your little kidneys 20 times a day. So all these organs get damaged by too much sugar, becoming overweight and obese. Here's another little article. Kidney link to high risk of dementia. So if we're letting our children become overweight when they're young, and then they're overweight when they're older, and they're getting all these terrible problems, a lot are getting diabetes, which leads to blindness, kidney failure, heart failure, and there's a terrible level of amputations. Because if the sugar damages the nerves to the legs in particular, which is a long way to the heart, and if the nerves aren't working properly to give a good blood supply to the legs, the feet, the toes, then unfortunately, there are 8,000 amputations in Great Britain, not in the world, in Great Britain, from diabetic nerve damage. Because when the nerves can't work the blood vessels to the legs, people get gangrene and then they have to have an amputation. And it said people with reduced kidney function could have a 71% higher risk. This is developing dementia without even knowing their organs are failing. Symptoms of the disease, this is kidney failure, often do not show until the later stage, meaning 90% of sufferers are unaware that they have it. And the risk of dementia for those with chronic kidney disease, I can't believe the percent. It's 160% higher. That's people with chronic kidney disease is 162% higher of getting dementia than those with a normal kidney function. As the organ fails to filter the waste from the blood, which I've just said, it filters the blood 20 times a day, and it's supposed to be eliminating from the fluid the waste. So if it's not working properly, then the risk of dementia increases. The study concludes improving kidney function, especially in the elderly, could prevent or slow the spread of dementia. And then we're reading, restaurants are being forced, quite rightly, because to save this terrible death toll and all this illness, blindness, kidney failure, heart trouble, all these problems from and amputations from being overweight and obese. So this little headline, this was in the Mail. It said, restaurants forced to list calories in obesity fight. Restaurants and takeaways will be fined if they fail to list calories on their menus as part of the government's war on obesity. From next April, that's all outlets which employ at least 250 staff will be legally obliged to display the calorie content of food items on their menus. Alcoholic beverages will be exempt from the rules, but firms will still have to publish the calories of coffees and soft drink. And this plan is being laid before Parliament and further signals that Boris Johnson wants to take a much tougher action on obesity, following his own brush with death from coronavirus. And here's a nice little article, which has said the opposite to what I've been saying about diabetes and all the sugar we're eating. This little article said, proof you can reverse diabetes. It says the pancreas, now that's the organ where you make insulin, and insulin sorts out the sugar. And when your pancreas fails, then you can't sort out the sugar, you become type 2 diabetic, and it's often linked to overweight and obesity. Type 1 diabetes can often happen in very early life. You could be 10 years old or younger. And it's where the immune system of our bodies, by mistake, has a go at our own pancreas and damages it, and it stops making insulin. And those unfortunate people with type 1, to stay alive, they have to be injected with insulin every day. There are new plans for other ways of overcoming type 1 without actually having injections. And those are in the pipeline now. And there are other wonderful systems of measuring your sugar through a system of a patch on your arm. And it can relay to a little handheld computer what your sugar levels are. But this little article, proof you can reverse diabetes, it says, the pancreas, that's this organ that makes insulin, is the most important organ in diabetes. And these two extraordinary scans of the same patient, and they show you a scan of the person's pancreas in this newspaper, they highlight the damage that type 2 causes, but also proves that the damage and type 2 diabetes can be reversed by losing weight. The patient in this photograph in this newspaper was in his early 50s, and he weighed just under 100 kilograms. That's over 15 and a half stone. It probably should have been about 11 stone. And he had type 2 diabetes, for which he was taking medication. When the before scan was done of the pancreas organ, it looks as if there are holes in the pancreas. These are areas where the pancreas has shrunk as a result of his diabetes. The after image was done 2 years later. Listen to this, listeners. The patient now weighed 10 kilograms lighter. That's about 22 pounds lighter. So they'd lost, in the old language, 1.5 stone. His blood sugar levels were normal. He was no longer on medication because he didn't have diabetes. And this second photograph is how a healthy pancreas should look. So that is absolutely wonderful news. And of the many products that Pharmanord make, one they brought out 5 years ago is based on a berry from the mountains of Chile. Chile is 7,000 miles from Great Britain, so most of us won't know much about Chile. And most of us, I haven't been to Chile. But up in the mountains, there's a berry there called the Macai berry, M-A-Q-U-I, Macai berry. And the people eat this berry, and it's got an ingredient in it which stops starch, that's your bread, your potatoes, your pizza, your pasta, your rice, your chapati. It stops starch, allowing it to break down to sugar. And it also slows the release of sugar into your bowel. And so you get much sugar from the digested food going down into your blood. You get less sugar in your blood. And they've added one other ingredient, a very, 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 very small amount of the mineral called chromium. We used to have chromium-plated car bumpers. Now I think a lot of car bumpers are plastic or rubber. But you know, on the old beautiful cars from the 1950s and 60s, all those big American cars with shiny bumpers, that was chromium-plated steel. Chromium is a mineral, just like calcium and zinc and iron. It's just another element. And we need 100 millionths of a gram, and we haven't got it from our food. So Pharmanord, in addition to this purple berry, the Macai berry from Chile, they've added 100 millionths of a gram of chromium because it allows the right amount of sugar to enter the cell. You see, there's a substance called apochromodulin. You ask your GP, you'll probably be surprised if they've not heard of apochromodulin in your cells. And you're made of 30 trillion cells, and everyone is waiting for a little bit of chromium to turn the apochromodulin into chromodulin, because chromodulin activates the receptor in our cells so that when the insulin brings the right amount of sugar, which is a small amount for our energy needs, the right amount of chromium allows the door in the cell to open and you get the right amount of sugar coming in. And then you make a hormone as you eat your meal The hormone's called leptin, L-E-P-T-I-N, and that tells your brain, I feel full. Now, without all this happening, because we're all low in chromium, so this can't really take place very well, everybody's eating and eating and eating and eating cakes and chocolates and sweets and Smarties and crunchy and Kit Kat and Bounty and sugar and sugar and all these soft drinks. You know, even if they've got sweeteners in, one of the professors in one of the articles I've got here says the basic drink we should be giving our family is water. It's not all this sugary drinks are definitely out. They have 8-10 spoons of sugar in every drink. But even the ones with sweeteners, they trick your brain and mess up the feeling because they taste like sugar. And they also ruin the friendly germs in your bowel. We have a lot of friendly germs in our bowel, which is 70% of our immune system. And these drinks with the sweeteners, they ruin the friendly germs. There was another terrible sentence here that I read in one of the papers. Being fat in your teenage years triples, I can't believe this, triples your chance of getting a stroke. And here it is. The obese teenagers are 3 times more likely to suffer a stroke before the age of 50. The odds of a brain clot rises with weight. The odds of a brain clot rises with weight. And even those with a body mass index at the high end of normal, the normal range, are still at a greater risk. The scientists, this was at the Hebrew University in Jerusalem, they analyzed the data on 2 million men and women aged 16 to 20 from 1985 onwards. There were 1,088 strokes in the group. 1,088 strokes in the group at an average age of 41 for the first stroke, according to this study published in the journal called Stroke. Overweight teenagers had double the risk of stroke before the age of 50. Obese teenagers were 4 times more likely to have a stroke before 50. The study co-author, Dr. Gilad Twigg, said strokes are on the rise. He added, our findings underscore the importance of effective treatment and prevention of high to normal, excessively high BMI. That's the basic metabolic index. That's a number which, if it's above a certain number, you're overweight. And if it's even a higher number, then you are obese. And so what we're learning from this article, even teenagers, adolescents, by being overweight and obese, they've got 4 times the chance of having a stroke before they're 50. So this Pharmanaut product, this BioGlucoControl with the purple berry from the mountains of Chile that stops the starch that you're eating breaking down to sugar. All cakes and chocolates and sweets and biscuits and bread and bagels and pizza and pasta, all starch breaks down to sugar. And the problem is when you have too much. We're not saying don't eat. We're saying don't eat too much food and reduce the carbs. You know, the Mediterranean diet, plenty of oily fish, mackerel, herring, tuna, sardines, meat occasionally, once or twice a week, chicken, poultry, a steak, once or twice a week, plenty of oily fish, and the fruit and vegetables in the Mediterranean countries with lovely sunshine, with so much fruit and veg, they're having loads of it. But we have too much sugar. So that's the Pharmanaut product, the BioGlucoControl. And I've sold, since it came out 5 years ago, 3,000 packets. They've even dropped the price because now there's a dose for children over five, one capsule a day. And if they can't swallow it, you slide it apart, you put the purple berry, which is tasteless, into any drink, and you're helping to save your child from all these problems I've been talking about in this little chat about the terrible problem of diabetes, obesity, overweight, and all these inherent problems that can come about from the ridiculous diet that we have in our country of Great Britain. But let's get a great diet. We may be Great Britain, but we ain't got a great diet. That's the message, Alex.
Sorted, Dennis. That's fantastic. We will see you again in a fortnight, no doubt, after, hopefully, we can actually say a triumph for the North versus the South in the European Cup final. Will you be watching it?
I certainly will, sir.
And who will you be following and who will you be supporting?
That's a secret.
Okay, that's all right. Well, I'll certainly say it'll be a disgrace if Pep Guardiola's men don't actually manage to secure the victory. But anyway,
I'm sure they will. Otherwise, my grandsons and son-in-law will be very upset.